The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the NFJP Arts Council, its sponsors, and members.
It's time for NFJP Arts, The Unmuted, with Nika Dalian and Jeff Fernando.
Good day, R3JPNs. You're listening to The Unmuted, the show that helps spread smiles as we redefine the possibilities. This is your host, Nika Damian.
And Jeff Fernando, mga makakasama niyo this federation. Welcome to The Unmuted's Episode 3.
Hi, welcome guys! Episode 3 na tayo!
Of course, welcome!
Ayan, so ngayong episode 3, Jeff, syempre, kukumustahin kita. It's been, what, 2 weeks na since yung last episode natin, diba?
Of course, sobrang nakakatuwa, sobrang overwhelming, from the past, yung past episode natin, we talked with Ramon Bautista, and now, we do have, ano ba masasabi natin dito? Mga pasabog, no? Meron tayong mga bagong pasabog this episode.
And, of course, syempre, dito din, as usual, kilala, oy, grabe, kilala na, ang yab. Well, since kilala na nga tayo, kilala na sa mga natin, pasabog natin. O, diba, bilangin niya yung ilang beses ko sinabi yung kilala.
Ayan, so, I mean, exciting, no? I mean, this podcast has been continuously exciting. I mean, palagi naman tayong nagbibigay ng mga bago sa ating mga R3JPNs. And
of
I think
course.
We're gonna continue this for the rest of our federation. So, guys, no? Keep on checking us out dito sa ating Spotify and Apple Podcast. Wag nyo kaming sukuan, guys.
Definitely. Well, hindi naman talaga tayo susukuan sila, hindi natin sinusukuan, HR.
Nucks.
Anyway, ayun. So, since, wait lang, bago tayo mag-start, kasi alam mo naman, nakagawian na natin dito, news. So, we always start with news. Pero anong balita sa'yo ngayon, Jeff? Balita ko nag-start na ba classes nyo?
Yes. So, okay. So, officially, nag-umpisa na ang classes na aming local chapter. So, again, I'm from Bulacan State University. And, I mean, siguro, isa kami sa mga na-late yung umpisa. But, again, so, welcome to online classes, no? Welcome to the new normal. Na ayaw natin maging normal, pero we do not have a choice. So, guys, sa lahat ng mga nasa online classes dyan, galingan ninyo, no? Again, we're proud of you, guys.
Yes,
mahirap turo mabaho sa online class, but we have to do it kasi ito yung hinihingi sa atin ng pagkakataon. So, Nika, kumusta ka naman sa online class mo?
Sasagutin ko ba ba yan? Well, okay lang naman so far yung online classes para sa akin. Medyo, alam mo na yung normal na stress ng ACADS, yung ganyan, minsan na kailangan mo mag-self-study talaga, hindi natin maiiwasan yan. Kasi very constricted or may limitations sa time natin nowadays. Kahit na pakiramdam,
true.
I think naramdaman nyo na rin yun ngayon, even though it's day 2 ng klase nyo na parang kulang pa yung isang araw sa ginagawa natin ngayon.
Sobrang diba? Hirap magtrabaho, ang dami kasing constraints na kailangan mo i-consider. Internet connection pa lang, hassle na eh, no? So, sobrang hirap talaga ng online classes. But again, we have to do it. Kasi ito yung, at alam ko yung mga R3JPNs, malalakas yung mga yan. Kayang-kaya natin to. So, again guys, hands down sa inyong mga nasa online classes, kakayanin natin to. So, I think we should proceed na sa ating news, no? And Nika, para sa ating local chapter news.
Okay, so for our local chapter news, we have first, this is from JP Abulsu. It says here, Sika Agapay, ambagan para sa sama-samang pagsikad. Ito ay sinimulan upang maging tulay sa mga kabataang miyembro ng JP Abulsu chapter na nangangarap magtagumpay sa buhay, ngunit kailangan ng munting tulong lalo na sa gitna ng pandemya. Upang makapagbigay donasyon, maaari itong ipadala sa GCash o sa BPI account ng JP Abulsu Chapter. Para sa mas marami pang impormasyon at katanungan, maaari kayong magpadala ng mensahe sa kanilang opisyal na Facebook page at JP Abulsu, that's one word, o Junior Philippine Institute of Accountants, Bulacan State University. Para naman sa ating pangalawang ulat, oh, napatagalog tuloy ako. Yan. Well, para sa ating second news, ito ay, this is from NUBJP, yung bago nating local chapter, National University Baliwag. Yun. Meron na agad silang news. And it says here, the moment has finally come for the National University Baliwag Junior Philippine Institute of Accountants, where the elected officers have introduced their proposed platforms that would serve as long-term goals not only for the department, but also for the institution and for the whole Junior Philippine Institute of Accountants Association as well. They also had the chance to meet the National Federation of Junior Philippine Institute of Accountants Region 3 officers through webinar. In addition, the officers of the National University Baliwag JPIA have released their motivational platform that consists of inspirational thoughts, ideas, and messages which may empower every student in the institution. Lastly, the Department of Accountancy of National University Baliwag celebrated their Kamustahan event headed by the program chair, Professor R.R. Jefferson Dimla, CPA, MBA, and National University Baliwag JP Advisor, Professor Jomar Villena, CPA, MBA, CAR, together with the National University Baliwag JP officers and the rest of the Bachelor of Science in Accountancy students. For our third news, we have here from JPIA TRC. Sansuligon flew for their first academic event called Migration, Phoenix's Accounting Quest. This is an event that aims to test the knowledge of JPNs in accounting subjects as well as help them in reviewing for the upcoming preliminary examinations. The event was held via Zoom Cloud Meeting last October 18, 2020, where the participants, together with the academic committee, discussed the details of the upcoming quiz piece. And for our fourth news, we have from JPIA LVCC. The Junior Philippine Institute of Accountants La Verdad Christian College is celebrating by heart as the local chapter's Accountancy Week 2020 have concluded successfully, which had happened this October 12 to 17, 2020, engaging students to interactive academic activities, fun-filled non-academic activities, and enlightening webinars utilizing online platforms such as Zoom, Google Meet, Messenger app, and Facebook. The said event, themed Accounting Racers, JPNs Running Towards Excellence and Innovation Amidst Challenging Times, have proved that its purpose to hone members and serve them an avenue to gather more knowledge and new experience and create camaraderie among the students is always possible despite a different situation in this new normal. It was participated by the students from the courses Bachelor of Science in Accountancy and Bachelor of Science in Accounting Information System, as well as by the students of Office Management 2. And this recently concluded event, the Accountancy Week 2020, received positive feedback from their members. Okay, so that is all for our local news.
For the regional news, as the curtains finally opened for our region, quizzers unleashed their full potential with accuracy and speed as they compete in the CIRC Chapter 2, Captains of Integral Realization, Quintessence of Utmost Excellence. The said event started last October 17, 2020 and concluded 6 academic cups, namely Basic Accounting, Financial Accounting and Reporting, Management Advisory Services, Auditing, Regulatory Framework for Business Transactions, and Advanced Financial Accounting and Reporting Cup. The said competition will continue on October 24 as it will conclude all the remaining Quiz Bees. The Regional Council, with the lead of the Regional Vice President for Academics, Prince Jeffrey Fernando, will conduct a series of webinars for our R3 JPNs and revealed 3 guest speakers, namely Mr. Charwin Aljan Lee, CPA-CMA, Attorney Cesar Nicolai Soriano Jr., CPA, and Attorney Kenneth Glenn Manuel, CPA. And now for our national news. The National Federation of Junior Philippine Institute of Accountants will soon launch their events. For academics, this month will commence ECPAT to Class, an informative event especially for board examination takers. Details will be posted soon. For non-academics, the council is now planning and preparing for the National Mid-Year Convention, NLS, and ANC. For communications, interactive postings and fun activities on social media accounts is about to start any day this October, so better watch out. And lastly, for our accountancy profession news, the Professional Regulation Commission announces before the postponement of the October 2020 licensure examinations, including the CPA board exam, due to the increasing number of COVID-19 cases in the country. The board exam will reset in 2021. The threat of the COVID-19 virus is still continuing, so the PRC is thinking of using more technology-based examination. The PRC is still preparing and administer when the smaller boards first. And that wraps up our local, regional, national, and accountancy profession news. We're gonna take a short break. Here's Tinamaan by Madeline. This is the Unmuted Episode 3.
Nakikita ka, pinipigilan ang sarili. Makakita. And we're back to the Unmuted Podcast Game. I'm Tracy Tundayag, the Regional Chief for Public Relations.
And I'm Joanna Edeline C., the Regional Chief Associate for Treasury and Sponsorship. And for this episode, we're gonna play one of the most common games that can make us think, and this is called the Readers. Handaan na ba, Tracy?
Oh, naman, handa na. So, shall we call our participants for the podcast game?
Sure, tawagin na natin ang ating participant.
So, Joanna, balita ako, Team LC daw kayo.
Oo nga eh. Alam mo ba, may kwento ako about dyan sa ating magiging participant.
Ano yun?
Ano, sobrang siyang kalog, pero yung pagiging kalog niya naman may sense. Tsaka alam mo ba?
Ano?
Katulad siya ni Mika, yung RVP natin sa finance. Sobrang rupok din.
Talaga ba? Eh, sobrang rupok ng RVP for finance natin. So, sobrang rupok na kasi.
Nakulagot tayo kay Mika pag nagin na to.
Oo. Mukhang nandito na ata siya.
Hello po.
Ayan.
Hello.
So, para mas makilala natin ang ating participant, hello miss, can you introduce yourself and from what local chapter are you?
Hello, good evening. I'm Bayer Tanyofsor and I'm from Tomas Del Rosario College and I'm the current Secretary General of San Silicon JPRTRC.
Wow! Ang grabing pagpapakilala naman nun, Dea.
Pinaghandaan flight.
Well, sabi mo nga ikaw yung SecGen ng LC nyo. So, anong masasabi mo sa experience?
So far, masaya yung experience kasi magaan ka trabaho yung mga ibang officers and mas maraming experiences dahil nakakasama sa mga seminar ng RT, yung REBM, ganyan.
So, oo nga, based nga sa past events namin, nakikita namin ang active-active ng local chapter nyo.
Oo, super. Ano naman sila eh. Tawag ito. Magaling. For me kasi, ang ano talaga nung JP at TRC, dahil na nila, nung mga local chapter president, especially galing din sa local chapter natin yung ano, diba? Si RCP.
Oo nga eh. Nakaka-inspire, no?
Oo. Grabe.
So, alam mo ba kung anong gagawin natin ngayon?
Ano ba? Ano ba yung exam?
Ano nga bang gagawin natin ngayon, Tracy?
So, Miss Bea, ready ka na ba? Here's the mechanics for the podcast game. The host will ask 10 tricky questions for 8 minutes. Each question has price of 20 pesos for the total of 200 pesos. However, for every wrong answers, 5 pesos will be deducted. Player can pass and will proceed to another riddle. If there's still time, the unanswered riddles will be repeated once.
So, Miss Bea, naiintindihan mo ba?
Yes.
G ka na ba?
G na.
So, let's start.
Okay. Your 8 minutes starts now.
So, for our first question is, I can't be seen nor can be touched, but once I came into your life, a force that can't be explained would come into your life.
Ano to, hangin? Wait lang. Teka, natawag.
Ano sagot natin dyan, Miss Bea?
Hangin?
Ano final answer natin, Miss Bea?
Pass.
pass daw. So, next.
Next question is, what is always in front of you but can't be seen?
Hinaharap? Ano yung English nun? Teka lang.
Sige lang.
Hinaharap. English?
Anong final answer natin?
Hinaharap.
Okay na yun actually kasi nakuha naman niya.
Okay. Tama? Oh?
Yes. So, tama. So, ang third question is, what gets wetter and wetter the more it dries? Medyo nakakaano yung reader na ito.
Teka, wetter. Nag-loading bigla, utak ko, wetter and
wetter. Sabi mo, handa ka na. Ay, wow, pass.
I follow you all the time and copy you every move. But you can't touch me or catch me. What am I?
Yung touch me. Or catch me. Ano ba to? Parang nabasa ko siya pero di ako sure.
Sige lang, what's your answer, Miss Bea?
Tama ba, shadow?
Tama nga ba siya?
Yeah, that's correct.
So, next question, please. Number 5, the flower is higher, what will you do to make it lower?
Ibababa.
Nice answer. Ano pang, may iba ka pa bang isasagot?
Ibababa.
Final answer, tama ba siya, Tracy?
Ang ano nung sagot ko, okay?
No, it's not.
Oh, hindi daw.
So, next please, paano ipasok ang elephant sa ref in 3 ways?
Wait, ano, paano ipasok ang elephant sa ref? Nasagutin ko ba ito ng ano, or ano lang? Yung way ng sagot. Ano ba? Bubuksan yung ref.
Tapos? Wow, mukhang nag-review nga ito ah.
Hindi ko kasi sure kung, alam ko nababasa ko ito sa ano eh, sa Facebook. Or hindi pala siya sa Facebook, mga ano ni Lovely, nung friend ko.
Wow.
Papasok. Isisiksik yung elepant eh.
Final answer. Ano final answer natin, Miss Bea?
Tapos, kasarado yung ano? Yung pinto. Oh!
Hala to?
Oo, oh, tama daw.
So, next question po. How do you put a giraffe into a refrigerator in 4 ways naman?
4 ways? Bakit? Pass.
So, next. 8. The whole jungle was invited to the lion's party, but someone didn't show up. Who is it and why?
The whole jungle was invited to the...
Kaya pa ba? Kaya pa ba, Miss Bea?
But someone didn't show. Who is it and why? Pass! Di ko alam!
Sayang!
One rabbit saw 9 elephants. While going to the river, every elephant saw 3 monkeys. Going towards the river, each monkey had 1 parrot in each one hand. How many animals are going towards the river?
So, meron ka na lang 3 minutes, Miss Bea.
9 plus... Wait lang.
Yung mga napas mong riddles, pwede namin siyang ulit mamaya. If may time pa.
One parrot in each.
Kaya ba natin today?
That's 3. That's 12.
12? Tama ba siya? Tama ba siya, Tracy?
No.
13.
Andi daw. So, proceed tayo sa last question. Last riddle. What English word has 3 consecutive double letters? Dapat alam mo to. Accountancy student ka eh.
Hi. Wait lang. English word? Yung pa rin accountancy double silang yun.
So, anong sagot natin dyan, Miss Bea?
What English word has 3 consecutive... Oh!
Alam na alam mo yan. Mukhang nasasabi yan ng ating mga prof.
Bookkeeper?
Tama ba siya, Tracy?
Yeah, that's correct.
So, proceed naman tayo sa mga napas na ng readers. Tama ka, Bea. Alright, gusto mo bang ulitin yung sagot nito? Number 3, what gets wetter and wetter the more it dries?
Ice?
Tama ba?
No.
Proceed tayo sa next. Ayan. How do you put a giraffe into a refrigerator in 4 ways?
Alam ko lang. How do you put a giraffe? Sige, penguin clue.
nasagot mo yung kanina eh. So, feeling ko masasagot mo din to. Related siya sa mga nauna.
How do you put... Ah, okay. Una, di ba? Bubuksan ulit yung ref. Tapos, isasama siya sa elepante.
Sure ka ba?
Tapos...
Siya ba sila doon? I'm 44 seconds na.
Alisin yung elepante, yung giraffe na lang. Para ka siya.
Tapos, tama. Tama siya, di ba, Tracy? Last 30 seconds.
Last tama siya. Yay! Nakuha niya.
Yay! Ayan. Ito na last. The whole jungle was invited to the lion's party but someone didn't show up. Who is it and why?
Me? Char.
Wow. And final answer. Last 70 seconds.
Kaya mo yan, Miss Bea.
Kaya mo yan, Miss Bea.
Hindi ko know. Wait lang. Sipin ko. The whole jungle was invited to the
5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Time na.
You got 80 pesos. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Malaki pa din, no? Sana all way. Paano man?
Pwede naman.
Pang-load na yun.
May pang-load na ako, yay.
Nag-enjoy ka ba, Miss Bea?
Nag-enjoy ako. Nag-enjoy ako mag-isip. Hindi pa clue.
Baka may gusto kang i-shout out or i-plug. Feel free lang.
So yun, ano, shout out din sa ano, accountancy department ng FIDEL, syempre, and then especially din sa San Soleguan fam na supportado talaga yung, supportado ako at yung iba pang officers. And syempre, shout out kay Dolan. Thank you so much.
Thank you din, Miss Bea, at napaunlakan mo kami ngayong gabi.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bea. Hope you enjoyed our day.
Thank you. Good evening, guys. Good night.
Maraming salamat, Bea.
Thank you.
Love you, bye-bye, bye-bye. Okay na.
Guys.
And that was Kahit Sandali Na Lang by Miles Experience. Welcome back to The Unmuted. And guys, so for our next segment dito sa ating episode, babasahin ulit natin yung short stories natin. Kung natatandaan nyo, nagkaroon ulit tayo ng Twitter party na nakaraang araw. And meron na kaming napiling isang story. And babasahin ito, may iba tayo ngayon. Hindi kami ni Jeffy yung magbabasa. We will have our regional chief associates here with us, and they will be the ones who will read the story for today. Okay, so we have here Fia Makaraeg and Joseph Mangahas.
Okay, let's proceed now sa ating pagbabasa ng ating short story. But before that, let me introduce myself. I am one of your co-hosts for today's episode. I am Joseph C. Mangahas, your regional chief associate for education and research, at kasama ko dito.
So hello guys, I am Fiel D. Makaraeg, ang inyong co-host, your regional chief associate for controllership and logistics.
And ayan, para mabigyan din ng overview and background ng ating mga makikinig ng ating podcast. So nakaraan, last October 14, naganap ang ating second Twitter party na entitled Ups and Downs in Friendship, na may hashtag kami lang to. So yung mga sumali at nag-participate sa ating Twitter party na ito ay nag-post and nag-tweet ng kanilang mga pictures and also their short story tungkol sa kanilang buhay barkada, pagkakaibigan at sa mga napagdaanan nila sa kanilang journey to this college, high school, and iba pa. And ayan, para malaman at mapakinig na ng ating mga listener ang ating entry sa episode na ito. So Fiel, basahin mo na ang ating entry sa episode na ito.
So, this entry is from @shanxiety. To my college support system, it has only been months since we've met each other. Yet, it already felt like years worth of friendship. It still felt surreal how you barge into my life one after another, making me feel that I deserve to be loved. That I am worthy of being loved without any hesitations and reservations, and that someone will really stay by my side despite me having to offer nothing but my support to them. I found my college support system, and hopefully, my lifetime support system. I found someone that will support me with my endeavors and tells me, "Go lang sis, subukan mo lang yung gusto mong gawin, nandito pa rin kami, handang saluhin ka." Ayun, lahat tuloy kami, org officers ng iba't ibang organizations. Words are not enough to express how thankful I am, especially on my recent birthday last October 12. Paano ba naman kasi? Grabe silang bumati ng happy birthday. Through Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, Google Drive, Shopee, at GCash. I miss you all so much. I miss how we breathlessly laugh until our heart aches. I miss how we just joke about how we get ashamed every time we make a mistake in front of other people, which we always call our entry for today. I miss how we tell each other, "Tara, chomai," even though we just arrived at school. I miss how we go to the library and prepare our study materials, yet always ends up with random chikahans. Nakakamiss mag-vent sa inyo. And afternoon, tumatawa na lang tayo kasi pare-parehas nang magaan yung pakiramdam natin. All my hardships before started to make sense. All of you are the reason why I am where I am and why I am able to reinvent myself when I started college. Your unending support is my strength to conquer a lifetime's worth of fears. See you after this pandemic. I wish all of you are in a good shape and I love you all more than words can tell.
And that's Sean Saiti para sa kanyang short story. And yan, no, una, bago ko mag-start sa aking siguro comment, belated happy birthday sa iyo. I hope naging masaya yung birthday mo. And dito sa story mo, no, lahat ng listeners natin, alam ko makaka-relate because itong story mo is ano talaga, talagang mapapamiss ka sa mga kaibigan mo, ayan, sa mga gala nyo, sa mga ginagawa nyo sa school, ayan, of course, sa mga ups and downs, sa mga battles nyo sa school nyo. And oo, nakakamiss nga rin yung mga friends natin sa school na ako. Nakapagkapasok lang natin, eh, makikita natin agad sila, magkwakwentuhan, magchichikahan agad. Parang walang katapusan yung mga pinag-uusapan natin. At kahit wala na siyang sense, basta magkakasama tayo, eh, sobrang saya pa din. And ikaw ba, Fiel, meron ka bang nais i-share sa ating mga listener dito sa story? Or nakarelate ka ba dito sa short story ni Sean Saiti?
True, nakarelate ako sa ano ni Sean Saiti. Kasi ang dami kong kaibigan na hindi ko na nakikita ngayon, na may miss ko before, na yung physical interaction na umaga pa lang magkadaldala na kayo, sabay-sabay kayong kumain, magchikahan, yung solid lang yung araw-araw na nagtatawanan kayo at sabay-sabay kayong nagre-review. Kaya walang ka-stress-stress pag nag-aaral kayo. Ayun,
no. Oo, nakakamiss nga din yung mga, actually nami-miss ko dito talaga yung mga kabarkado ko at netong college. Ayan, shoutout sa inyo, mga aking mga college friends, the hashtag CPAs. Ayan, and syempre gusto ko lang din i-highlight din ang aking mga homies, kasi 7 years of friendship na kami simula pa kami nung high school. Ayan. Kasi alam mo yun, ang pinaka nami-miss ko talaga yung physical interaction, yung nakikita mo sila personally. Ayan, papasok kayo ng school lang sabay, magbe-breakfast kayo and makikinig sa prof, tapos ayun, magtutulungan kayo sa mga works nyo, sa mga assignments, tapos kapag exam, pupunta kayo sa isang place o isang coffee shop para mag-review. And ayan, siyempre classic coffee, tapos classic puyatan, no, with them kahit na yun. Pero ngayon virtual classroom tayo, ramdam ko actually yung barriers, dahil since nag-start na nga kami, kahit online class lang kami, nafe-feel ko pa rin yung distance somehow and yung layo sa kanila, kasi parang mas nawalan kami siguro ng time makipag-interact with all of our activities din, hindi lang sa school but pati rin dito sa ating mga bahay. And yeah, yun lang naman. Tapos syempre gusto ko din i-highlight syempre ang ating newly found family na R3. And syempre itong organization natin ito, it's not just an organization, it connotes more than that, kasi family yung turungan natin dito. Lagi tayo nagdadamayan, lagi tayo nagtutulungan, and of course nandito tayo para sumuporta sa isa't isa. Hindi natin iniiwan ang isa't isa. And ayun, kaya sobrang happy ako na nakilala kong R3. Ayan, ating mga Reyes and syempre aking mga core RCE. And ikaw ba, Fiel, meron ka ba nais sabihin sa ating mga hashtag kapatid sa R3?
Wala akong masabi. Siguro, ngayon virtual ko pa lang nakakabanding yung mga co-RCs at mga REO. So, thankful ako sa mga moments and memories na na-built ngayon. And I hope someday magkita-kita rin tayo physically. Ayun.
Yes, and yan lang naman din. Yan din ang ating mga prayers and hopes. Ayan, magkita-kita tayo personally, mag-record ng podcast nang sama-sama at magkwento ng mga story natin na physically, no, syempre mas, alam mo yun, mas lively, mas masaya, and finally makikita mo na yung itsura ng mga ng isa't isa. And yeah, and that wraps up our short story with the hashtag kami lang to. And ayan, papakilala ulit kami. I'm one of your co-hosts, Joseph Simangas, your Regional Chief Associate for Education and Research.
And I am Fiel D. Makaraeg, your Regional Chief Associate for Controllership and Logistics.
Thank you. as much as I want to. Right now all I can say is I'll be right here. It's the only thing I know that's clear. Though you're far, you are still near. And I hope that you would believe me. Sail, just sail and fly away. We'll see if destiny will find its way. It's the only thing I know that's clear. Though you're far, you are still here. Oh, yeah. And I hope that you will believe me. Believe. Maybe there are things better left unsaid.
Welcome back to the Immunic, guys. You have just listened to Blurb by Margot. Ayun na nga, guys, nandito na tayo para sa ating interview portion. And with me, wala pansamantala si Jeffy, and meron tayong guest host for today. So, ang ating ever pinaka-inspiring na Regional Vice President for membership natin, si Jan Faith. Hi, Jumpy!
So, hello! I'm Jan Faith O'Gale. Ayun, thank you. Ayun, sabi nga nila, masipag nga daw. Hindi ko lang din sure.
Very inspiring yung ano eh. Ayun, so, hi, Jan Faith. And of course, ano, makakalimutan ba natin ang ating guests for this evening? Gamit na tayo nagre-record. Hello. Ang Alberto sisters, si Ate Noe, Ate Benel, and Ate Ren. Hello po!
Hello! Hello.
Good evening, yeah, po!
Yan. So, ano, okay, wait lang. Ano tayo ngayon? So, kumusta? Ano lang, bago tayo mag-start dun sa first question natin, kumustahin ko lang po kayo. So, how are you coping up with ngayong quarantine?
Ayun, okay naman po. Medyo nakaka-adapt na sa new normal. Yes. Oo. Kahit walang mga masyadong events, ayun, naging blessing naman yung pagdating nung bangon talintadong Pinoy, and mas madaming opportunity na dumating. And yung parang nagkaroon ako ng alternative na income, yung recording set, ayan, yung mga pwede naming ibenta ngayong pandemic.
Oh, I see. Well, at least may opportunities pa rin po tayo para despite of the circumstances, 'di ba?
Congratulations sa latest na winning nila.
Winning pala, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well deserved, 'di ba?
Yay!
Gusto ko yung may pahabol na palakpak eh.
Yun po yung binibenta ni ate.
Gawin sa amin. Pinapromote pala.
Simula na ba natin, Nika, yung Q&A na?
Of course, let's proceed with the first question.
So, ako na magtatanong. Curious lang po kami, ano pong story behind ng group nyo? And paano siya na-start?
Ayun, nag-start yung aming group as a trio noong 2015. Kasi siguro parang trip lang namin as a bonding na din na kami magkakapatid. Parang gumawa si Noe ng harmony nung kanta ni Jessie J na Flashlight. Then, in-upload namin yun sa Facebook. Tapos, boom, bigla siya nag-viral pagkagising ko nung Monday. Basta Sunday ko siya in-upload. Monday, biglang nag-viral siya. Parang naumalo, halos half a million views yung video namin na yun.
Wow, ang powerful naman po pala, no?
Ayun, di din namin in-expect. Parang kaya pala namin nasa trio mag-boom, magkakapatid. Kasi,
ever since, kasi ano, individually lang kami kumakanta. And magkakalaban kami sa contest ng mga bata pa kami.
Ay, talaga po?
Sa mga barabarangay, yan, kinusuod namin lahat.
E di paano po yan? E di kunwari, hindi naman nagkakaroon ng parang kunwari tampuhan, kunwari mas nanalo, for example, si Ate Ren, ganun.
Hindi naman. Kasi sinusupport namin yung isa't isa kapag halimbawa, siya nakasama sa town, ganun, papalakpakan mo syempre. Sa inyo yung pera.
Tsaka ito pa, parang, yung parang hindi alam ng iba, secret namin yun. Pag lumalabin kami sa contest, nag-iba-iba kami ng apelido. Para, minsan may one time na nanalo kami lahat for second, third. Ayun,
hindi nila alam.
Magkakapatid ka.
Yung palang pinagbabawal na technique.
Root!
Alam niya, sumamagkakapatid ka mag-anak.
Yung pala na. And ano din, curious din ako. Despite kasi nga, di ba, sabi mo ate, when yes. Naging pinaka-naging idea talaga si Ate Novi na tinry niyo lang. Despite your different vocal ranges, parang naging struggle ba or paano niyo nahanap yung tamang timpla, tamang blending ng voices niyo?
Actually, nung una kasi, ako na yung nagtuturo sa kanilang dalawa. Nung una, parang ako lang lagi yung melody, tapos si Ren talaga soprano siya. Kasi yung vocal range niya high, mid to high. Then si Ate, low to mid. Ako, low to high, yes.
Ganun!
So, pag hindi sila kaya doon sa mga tinuturo ko, ako yung nag-a-adjust. Mas madalas na nag-a-adjust kami ni Ren ngayon sa panahon
na
kasi si Ate, lagi siya yung melody.
Admitted naman ako doon.
Ayun, so hindi naman siya talaga ganun ka-struggle para sa amin. As long as nakakapag-adjust kami sa isa't isa.
Yes.
Masyado silang mahal ni Lord no na yung voice nila sadyang sakto lang din para sa kanilang magkakapatid.
Lahat na ambunan sana lahat na ambunan talaga ng biyaya. Ako never mind. No. Hindi po kami ang guest ngayon.
Display lang po kami. So ano naman mga ate, ano naman mga message nyo sa mga aspiring group singers na naglo-look up sa inyo, especially sa R3JPNs na no? Lagi kami kasi nangingin ng intermission number sa inyo.
gusto ko marinig si Ate. Yes. Paano ko ba siya
message to all aspiring singers and sa akin, mahirap talagang bumuo ng isang group na magtutugma yung mga ideas nyo. Kaya, I believe na communication and connection yung key para maging maganda yung performance nyo and mas pumatag yung isang group. And tip ko lang na, syempre mag-practice kasi practice makes perfect.
Yes naman. Very old na sa'yo, pero talaga, yun yung nag-work eh. As long as you practice hard and you work hard for it, talagang mapaperfect mo yung craft mo.
And sumali din sila sa mga contest. Lagi na sila sumali sa mga contest.
Don't kasi be afraid.
Doon talaga maahasa yung
confidence sila.
True. Tsaka doon ka maraming matututunan sa mga nakakasalamuha mo doon.
Sa mga judges.
And doon sa mga contestants din.
Yan. So, parang din, no? Parang ang naging impression ko din is bonus na kung manalo kayo, ang mahalaga is yung experience nyo talaga in mag-grow.
Tama true. Ba? Totally agree. Yes.
And tinake nila yung mga criticism in a positive way talaga na mag-improve sila. Ayun, for next question. Ito normal lang naman siguro to sa magkakapatid, pero as a singer, sa kayong na group singers, nagkaka-misunderstanding pa po ba kayo? Lalo na ako naman, na-try nyo na po bang mag-away kayo, tapos may malapit kayong contest, ganon.
Ayoko, kami nag-away kami bago kami kumanta mismo.
Sa bangon talentado. Nagpapangako eh.
Pero yung mga misunderstandings naman na yun, parang kusa na lang siyang mawawala bigla.
Hindi na, parang matik, automatic lang.
Ganun. Parang ano na, oo, parang normal na talaga sa amin na...
Papahupa ka muna ng sama ng loob, ganun.
Oo, tapos sasabihin ko lang.
Go back to business.
Sasabihin ko lang, uy, Noe, libre kita. Okay na, ganun.
Maniwala, hindi ko
to. Dadala sa libre.
Hindi, wala pa naman po siguro na during ng recording nyo, nag-away po kayo, ano.
During recording?
Yun nga, yung practice. Performance namin.
Practice, nung... practice.
Oh.
Practice po lagi.
Minsan practice pag namin.
Pag during event, pag kumakanta kami, tapos si ate nawawala.
Minsan hindi. Minsan kasi pagka nasa ano kami, nasa event, minsan gusto kong mag-harmony para mag-alto. Biglang sasabay si ano, no, witos, magtitingin lang kami, tatawa na lang. Parang, ate naman, akin yan, parang gano'n. Parang, kung ano, minsan pag gusto mong mag-sopral para mag-hype yung high note, magsasabay na naman kaming tatlo. So, walang tamang ano, parang lahat kami nakapang high pitch.
Melody lang lahat.
Oo.
Walang nag-ano sa ano, yung naman tawag din ate, yung sa mababa part.
Nice. Alto and soprano, tama ba?
Yes, yun. Sige, Ate Noe, meron bang changes or may napansin kayong changes sa surroundings nyo after nyo mag-join sa mga contests, lalo na yung sa TV contests ngayon?
Ayun, after joining TV contest, syempre masaya yung buong pamilya namin and then binabati kami ng lahat ng nakakasalubong namin. Ang daming nag-chat sa amin, ang daming nag-aad. Tsaka parang ano,
mas proud pa sila sa atin.
Oo, parang ganun, mas proud sila.
Oo. Parang pag nakita nila, uy, friend ko yan, ganyan.
Artista na kayo.
Uy, magpapapicture na ako, baka hindi na ako makapagpapicture sa inyo. Ganun, may mga ganong moment. Sobrang nakakatuwa.
Pahingi mo ng pirma, baga sumikat na yung autograph ako. Mga maparaan eh, no?
Pero ano po, tingin niyo po ba yung mga misunderstanding na yun? As individual, syempre magkakaibigan rin naman kayo kahit magkapatid kayo. Nagiging ano pa ba kayo nun? Yun ba yung way na naging strong kayo or may other factor pa? Baka naman pinagbabatid na lang kayo ng parents, yung may mga ganon.
Ayan, oo kasi diba every parang mistakes o parang dun ka nagkakaroon ng... para experience and nagiging lesson yun sa inyo. Tapos, admitin naman talaga ako na ako yung pinaka medyo pasaway. Parang medyo ano ka kasi ako eh, parang hindi ako consistent na makikinig ako, parang ganun. So, si Noe, naiintindihan ko naman na parang siya yung nagiging ate kasi nga siya yung nagtuturo. So, parang ako yung parang pasaway sa aming tatlo. Ganun. So, parang yun, parang minsan na-realize ko na parang kaya siguro ganun din sa akin si Noe kasi nga parang ang medyo ang slow kong pumik. Parang syempre napapagod din siya magturo. Parang yun nare-release mo rin yung ibang mga parang mali mo. Syempre may mga times na parang nagdadamdam ka kasi baka maiyak pa ako.
Hindi ka ma-prepared niya.
Ate, baka gamitin pa nila to pang ano sa'yo, pang tawag dito, gamitin nila sa'yo to pang blackmail na
sinabi mo.
Okay, so move na tayo. Ito na yung last question natin for this episode. So, ano lang din, curious lang kami, should you help ba your friends to be successful or sa tingin nyo, or should they draw their own path to success? Let's start with Ate Noe.
Ako, ayun. Sa tingin ko, you should allow your friends to draw their own path of success. Pero, with a mixture ng susuportahan mo sila. Parang hindi siya yung hahayaan mo lang sila. Hindi siya yung tutulungan mo lang. Dapat, ano siya, combination of both.
Parang yes. Ikaw yung nagpupush pa sa kanya.
Mm-mm. Support system, ganun.
Yes.
How about Ate Wed?
For me, parang ganun din. Pero sa akin, mas, I mean, mas malaki, malaki yung factor nung parang tutulungan mo yung isang friend mo. Kung ano yung pwede mong ma-share sa kanya. Kung saan ka magaling. Kunwari, for example, ganun na. Sa singing ka magaling, tapos gusto niya dun sa ganun ding path. So, malaki yung magiging tulong mo sa kanya na pwede mo siyang suportahan or turuan or isali sa mga ganyan. Parang ganun na, yun nga, sabi din ni Noe na hindi mo siya papababayaan. Kasi syempre, as a friend naman, parang, di ba, as a kaibigan, parang yung meaning ng friendship is talagang magsusuportahan kayo sa isa't isa kahit anong mangyari.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
yes.
For me, syempre, tutulungan mo yung kaibigan mo. Like, for example po, sila ate po, pag hindi ko kaya yung kanta, tinuturoan nila ako, andun lang sila, nakagabay lang sila sa akin. Pero, ano, naalala ko yung laging tinuturo sa akin at minsan na ate Noe na minsan huwag ka rin umasa, dapat sa sarili mo minsan magawa mo yon, matutunan mo, hindi ka laging inaasa mo.
Yes! Oh, hindi forever may magtuturo sa'yo.
Yun lagi sinasabi niya sa akin.
Tama, which is tama naman eh, kasi paano tayo magiging independent naman sa buhay natin, diba? Kung lagi tayo nakaasa.
Oo, di ba? Parang accounting lang yan. Di lahat ituturo sa'yo.
Pero ano, pero maghahanap pa rin ng kaduha.
Self-study.
Before natin i-wrap up yung ano natin, yung interview for today, pahingi kaming sample, please.
Sure.
Sure. Ano bang kanta?
May request si Jan Faith pala. May request si Jan Faith, ate no.
Ah, sige. With a smile po.
Ayan.
With a smile.
Mukhang in love si Jan Faith.
Totoo.
Sa R3 lang muna.
If your head, baby, don't be scared of the things that could go wrong along the way. You'll get by with a smile. You can win it everything, but you can try. Baby, you don't have to worry. There's a rain, no need to hurry. No one ever says that there's an easy way. When they're closing all their doors, they don't want you anymore. This sounds funny, but I say it anyway. Oh, ate, ikaw. Girl, I stay to the bad times. Wala, hindi ko.
Sorry, listeners.
We have just... Game. Okay na ba yun, Jan Faith?
Masaya ka na ba, Jan Faith?
May isa pa daw po silang request para kaya.
A whole new world daw.
Sige, go.
A whole new world. Maka-Disney kasi kami dito eh.
Okay, sige.
Out sa RBP Finance namin.
Soundcheck. 1, 2.
A whole new world. A whole new world. There's a place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear, and now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Yeah! Thank you so much.
Parang, ano lang eh. Hiram naman po ng boses, isang beses lang. Makapag-try mo lang ng kanta ng ganun kaganda, no?
Totoo. Parang ano, kahit mga ano, mga tatlong kanta lang, no? Kaya kahit isa na, may masaya na ako dun eh.
Some breakfast in bed, rise and shine. the way you want it. Smell the purple roses, countryside by the windowsill. Yesterday might not have been perfect. Nothing ever is. So why fret about it? We still have tomorrow and today to start a brand new day. Leave the key right under our doorstep. If you see a light on, you know I'll be there. Yesterday might have brought us problems. Oh, how we've come so far. At least we talked about it.
You've just listened to the song Brand New Day by Barangay Breakfast Club. Yeah, so welcome back, R3JPNs. Before we wrap up, here are a few announcements. Okay, so R3JPNs, did you know that R3 will hold the Accounting Gauntlet Infinity War Series, the third Accounting Gem, RFBT edition this coming November? And of course, the most awaited EJP Olympics non-academic events will happen very soon. For more updates, follow us on our social media pages at NFJPR3. That's number 3. Again, so stay tuned R3JPNs. Marami pa kaming pasabog, lalo na sa susunod nating buwan.
Of course, hindi naman mawawala yun, di ba? Siyempre, tayong mga R3JPNs, lagi kami meron mga pabaon para sa inyo.
Kasi ano eh, and we hope na, you know, mag-enjoy lang din tayo this federation din talaga.
Ayan, I think that's it, guys, no? And again, don't forget, no, to follow us on our social media platforms and especially keep on listening to The Unmuted. Thank you so much sa inyo. Again, this is DJ Jeff.
And this is DJ Nika. Thank you so much for listening to The Unmuted.
This has been NFGP R3, The Unmuted, with Nika Damian and Jeff Fernando. Tune in for the next episode.
RVP natin sa finance. Sobrang rupok din.
Talaga ba? Eh, sobrang rupok ng RVP for finance natin.